Mary Jane.
And Tiffany the Last.
We're from PiratePods.com, and we're in the radio room with River City.
I'm Chad, and I play bass and piano.
John, I play the guitar, harmonica, and I howl in the wind.
I'm Andrew, I play the guitar and the banjo.
My name's Robert, and I play drums and percussion.
Bubba, and I play pedal steel.
We've broken them, but we've never stopped burning through this town with them. We've named them, we've broken them, but we've never stopped burning through this town with them. And we've named.
All right, so the first thing I wanted to ask you guys is, what's this humdinger all about?
Just moments of insanity. We just random outbursts of nonsensical bizarreness.
It's an expression
just caught
of joy.
Yeah, it's definitely an expression of joy.
That's it.
That's the all-famous humdinger, yes.
Humdinger is whatever you believe
sometimes
it is.
Sometimes with a little bit of a ding-dang.
And so how'd y'all come to get together in this band? How'd you find
Andrew and Chad and I had been playing music for a couple years under a different project, and then we just started, we kind of took a little break, and then we started writing some different stuff, and it became River City, and then Robert joined, and then Bubba joined on pedal steel, now here we are.
And how would you describe your guys' music?
Sonic folk.
Sonic folk, okay.
Yeah. That's Rob's description originally, I think. I think he coined the term.
I think so.
Yeah, after a practice. Yeah.
You should tell him what you thought it was.
Yeah. What did you think of this?
Oh, no, I can't. I think I said, like, scary gospel music.
I like that too. I like that.
That's pretty good.
That's what it's going to be tonight. It might be a rock show now that the drummer wears lipstick tonight. So
I didn't even notice that.
Part of the mask for the night, but yeah.
How do you guys decide on your lyrics?
John writes all the lyrics.
Oh, John, you do?
Yeah, I write all the
John
lyrics.
John writes all the lyrics. And he, in general, he writes the songs, and then we just write our parts around it, and we work together and write
interpret.
The music. Yeah, we interpret. John writes the lyrics, though. He's the poet in the band. We're just musicians.
All right, well, how do you guys feel about playing a show on Friday the 13th?
Great.
No better night than Friday the 13th.
What's the genesis of that question? Is it out of superstition, or just because we're playing on a Friday?
Both superstition.
Personally, I am not superstitious.
I am not either.
I am not superstitious.
If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all, so I'm fine with that.
Nice.
Are you superstitious?
No, I'm not.
No?
No, but I try not to step on any cracks.
I don't put my hat on the bed ever. I guess I am superstitious about that. Putting my hat on the bed, it's bad luck.
I've never heard that one.
No.
Most people haven't.
No, I haven't heard that either. Rob is 15 years older than me, though.
What movie?
It's from Drugstore Cowboy. Yeah, by the way, I'm the old guy in the band. As Andrew pointed out a second ago.
And with the finest mustache, of course. Robert.
True.
Finest mustache you've ever seen.
Yeah, basically.
Basically.
All right.
See,
well,
the things it can do with it.
What can you do with it?
It will blow your mind.
I want to know.
No, we'll see if we can figure something out by the end of the night.
Play cards right. Just find out.
All right, well, tomorrow's Valentine's Day, so do you guys celebrate Valentine's or Happy Sad Day?
I'm actually looking for a Valentine, so I'm wondering if the ladies from Pirate Pods wouldn't mind helping me out.
We'll have to see about that.
I celebrate it, but I celebrate it before or after the fact. Never really on that particular night. which is kind of harsh to go out and find something to do that you're not around 1,000 different people, you know?
I hate Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I'm going to pull the covers over my face all day.
I won't do anything for it.
No. Yeah.
My wife and I will just hang out, probably.
Love that. Chat, sir.
We don't do anything.
We never did anything when we were dating either, though. Like, it's just another day.
Based on the sort of music that you guys have, if there were a River City holiday, what would people be celebrating?
Authenticity.
Swimming barefoot and naked with strangers in the city streets.
Alcoholism.
Since your guys' band's name is River City, what's your favorite Mark Twain character or book? Or do you have one?
Well, our name isn't based on Mark Twain.
It's not.
No, it's not.
Along with the little Samuel Clemens.
Nothing wrong with some Huckleberry Finn.
Tom Huck Sawyer. Finn or Mark, you know, or Tom Sawyer, or who are you going with?
I've got mine. So he wrote a series of essays that for I forget the paper. I think maybe it was the St. Louis paper or something, but he went to Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah, and it was before a lot of Americans had ever been over there, right? And so he wrote some really just detailed, some of the best essays I've ever read about Hawaii, his experiences in Hawaii, about there's this big canyon in Kauai, and he wrote about that. He called it he was the first person to relate it to the Grand Canyon and all that, and talked about the native people, and yeah, it's a very nice portrait.
So it's a pretty hip dude is what you're saying.
Yeah, he was cool.
That's for sure.
Any favorite characters or books? No?
No favorite characters of Mark Twain, no. My all-time favorite author is John Fonte, so I'm kind of he's just a great writer. He wrote in the 1930s and stuff, and he's my all-time favorite, so.
And so where did the name come from, if it's not from the old Mississippi?
It's just a combination of it's two words that make no sense together. It's nonsensical, but it's I like the fluidity of it. You know, it's like the permanence of a city and the fluidity of a river and how we like to wash things away, but they don't quite wash away.
What do you guys enjoy or dislike about being in the San Diego local music scene?
I think that the San Diego music scene is come a long way. I think it's doing pretty well right now. I think there's a lot of great bands out there that are doing good things. And I think sometimes people give San Diego a lot of shit, or they whine about it if they live in the city. But I think that there's a lot of good stuff. You just kind of have to look for it and keep your eyes open.
I'd actually like to turn the question back to you, since you guys are probably more observant about it. What do you guys think about the San Diego music scene, the good or the bad?
I like to keep my comments to myself. I'm the journalist, not the interviewee.
Nice try, Melvin.
I think the San Diego music scene's great. I wish people were more into buying merchandise than a Bud bottle, you know? It's real hard to get the word out in this town, because people have their own thing going on, you know. It's hard, and you go out of this town and you do a lot better, basically, playing in a live band. You know?
There's a lot of people here. There's a lot of people in San Diego. It's good and it's bad.
It's definitely changing and always getting better, you know.
Yeah.
But I think the live bands, the bands that are actually trying real hard to do something, they kind of get left on the back burner for a lot of other things that don't really take precedence on playing live music.
But there's a lot of bands. There's a lot of bands that play live. Any Friday or Saturday night, there's guaranteed to be a whole slew of shows to pick from it. Great venues with great bands with great musicians and great people, you know. So there's a lot of competition. But, you know, the competition does stimulate better performance from people, and you have to step it up because you're not the only band in town. So if you want to be good, you have to be good, and you have to have good material and play a good show.
Every town has problems right now with saturation of bands. Everyone in the world's in a band right now, and it's just hard to make a name for yourself and get the word out and get some motivation to get a ball rolling, you know?
What are some of the local bands that you guys enjoy playing with?
One of my all-time favorite San Diego bands right now is John Meeks. I think he's a great artist, both musically and lyrically, and personally. He's a really good person.
He was in today's Reader as well.
Was he? And he's sexy.
Yeah,
he's very sexy too, so that helps.
But he's really down to earth, and I think he's got a great attitude in terms of like really has an honest heart in music, and he's down for building more of a community of musicians rather than like everybody out trying to clear the way or whatever. It's not really doggy dog with him, and I think we share that view too, where it's nice to kind of try to create a small community of musicians that are trying to say something.
Gregory Page, established guy, freaking writes awesome songs. He's been doing it for I don't know how many decades, but definitely when I first got here, he was one of the first guys that turned me on to the talent that's here. And I think it's great.
So what's the ultimate goal, besides just getting out there and performing and being creative, but in a local band? Do you guys want to play like every week or once a month? Get people, build your fan base or what?
I think that we've kind of made a goal to play just a couple shows a month. We just saw playing too many shows as really just kind of, asking too much almost sometimes of people, because, I mean, who wants to go see one band, five times a month? It's a lot.
We really like exposure. We really are looking for that because we've got good songs that we put together and that we've worked out, and we have put together a sound that we're happy with, and so now we want people to hear that.
Yeah.
We're just putting out our EP. It came out. We have it for sale today, and we're playing a whole bunch of new songs too, and we just want people to hear our songs because we don't write them just to play them for ourselves. We want people to hear them. And so we're just, any opportunity where we can do that is what we're looking for.
Okay, well, I always ask my musicians the same three questions, and the first one is, do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
Humdinger.
Humdinger.
Ding diddly dog ding dang.
I don't know if it's slang, but it's really the worst cuss word in the book, and I use it way too much.
What is it?
It seems to become slang. I don't know if I can say it.
Yeah. Say it. You can say it.
It's like fuck, of course.
Oh, I was going to say it's the internet.
The worst cuss word, and I way overuse it, and it's an expression.
I think you're right, though. People use it so much, it's kind of lost its zing.
Yeah,
I can think of words that are more zingy now.
Like what?
I think cunt is a pretty zingy word.
Wait, we're talking about things we say over we say.
Spice.
Oh, yeah. I don't really use that word. I just, I don't say fuck either, really.
All right, what's everyone's drink of choice?
By far this band probably consumes the most Tecate in the entire city of San Diego.
That's true. We drink a lot of
Tecate in this town getting drink.
We drink a lot of Tecate. I like whiskey myself. Yeah, whiskey and Coke.
I'm a bourbon man
Pabst
myself.
Blue Ribbon and whiskey.
Jack and Coke any day.
Whiskey and Stella.
I like all of that, but Guinness is my favorite.
Yeah. Coffee and beer, right?
Coffee and beer at the same time.
At the same time.
Multiple stimulus in the system. It's for maximum pleasure.
All right, and some of you guys have got some pretty intense makeup on right now, so how do you feel about eyeliner?
I'm for it.
on boys or girls?
Either.
Either? I think it's great on girls. On boys, I don't know so much about, even though I'm wearing lipstick tonight, so it kind of rules my whatever I say out, right? Huh?
Seriously, dude, it looks like you're going to go start working on alcohol tonight.
You know, like if it was a video, you'd see the mask, but...
I hate eyeliner. It's the most uncomfortable thing to have put on of any makeup I've ever had put on me. But then I just don't like people touching my eyes. But as far as other people wearing it, I don't have a problem with anyone wearing
got
eyeliner.
The King Diamond thing going on tonight, though.
Yeah. You know, it just happened naturally.
To each his own. I think anyone should do whatever the hell they want. And fuck anybody that says otherwise.
Depends on if you're on screen or not. Sure, eyeliner for men on screen. That's a great way to go. Brings out the color in your eyes, you know.
I'm indifferent about it, really.
Okay.
I am, I don't care.
You kind of remind me of FDR.
FDR?
Yeah, it's the suspenders. I like it. And your indifference about eyeliner.
I think you call me FDR because I'm a cripple.
That might be true. Chad only has one leg. Did you know that?
Yeah, I'm an amputee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She wants proof.
She's got a robot
leg. She's a journalist. She wants proof.
Oh, yeah. It's another story. Do you want to share it?
Not really. Okay.
All right, well, thanks, and we're piratepods.com, and could you give us your best pirate impression?
Humdinger.
Humdinger, arr.
Yeah, does anybody do anything other than arr?
Arr, give me your booty.